We are Christmas Eve. The people are getting ready to celebrate Christmas, and as usual they say, people come from miles around to hear our Christmas music.
Thank you.
The choir is practicing in the church. Mothers, aunties gathering together to put up tables, so all the family may come together to celebrate Christmas.
Girls, let's go up to the attic and we'll get the decorations. Let's go.
We need a tablecloth. I will go and get them.
We also need cutlery and plates. I'll go and get them.
I'll just go and see the pastor and Franz.
It is reported that the first person to bring a Christmas tree into the house in the way we know it today, a 16th century German preacher, Martin Luther. A story is told that one night before Christmas, he was walking through the forest and looking up to see the stars shining through the tree branches. It was so beautiful that he went home and told his children that it reminded him of Jesus, who left the stars of heaven to come to earth at Christmas. Also, it is widely held that he first added lighted candles to the tree.
Oh, look, it's Mary and baby Jesus.
Look, we have sheep. Let us read Luke chapter 2.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground.
We have sheep. Let us read Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom favor his rest." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds have said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Silver bell decorations. We know a song about silver bells.
Look at this angel. We must put it on the tree.
What are we doing?
Lucy. We've lost Lucy. Well, I think we could all try and sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Holly's lost her voice. So
So with this one, we will all try and sing it together, right?
So everyone, please join me in singing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, arise, join the triumph.
Christ by highest.
Christ by highest, have not done. Christ the everlasting God. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the
a clap. How good is it to sing, hey?
For hundreds of years, red and green have been the traditional colours of Christmas. Green, for example, represents the eternal life of Jesus Christ. Just as the evergreen trees remain green the whole winter long, red represents the blood shed by Jesus Christ during his crucifixion.
Can I put this star on top? That reminds us of the wise men.
That reminds us of the wise men.
Have we got sound?
We have travelled from the east, following the star.
We bring gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We come to worship the King.
Let's put the lights on the tree.
Please turn your lights on and wave them to the music.
Oh dear, the organ is not working as it should. Friend says it's the bellows.
Oh no, the organ is not working. Oh no. It's not working. The mice have chewed through the holes in the bellows. I cannot prepare them. And even if Salisbury has some new ones, the snow has closed the pass. I will tell her the pastor.
Oh my, we are snowed and we cannot have the organ music for tomorrow. Oh my, everyone go home and pray for our service tomorrow. It will be a silent night, then a holy night. Silent night, holy night. Friends, can you put this to music on your guitar? I will read what I wrote. Please put it to music so we can sing tomorrow at the Christmas service.
Silent night.
Oh, we first sing in German.
yeah, okay.
Stille night. Heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam war, nur das traute hochheilige Paar, holder Knabe im lockigen Haar.
Thank you.
Come, oh.
From that day on, all over the world, Silent Night has been sung.
We miss singing while shepherds watch their flock by night, so let's go back to put the words up and let's sing that before we close.
To say a very, very big thank you to Nana Beth. She has put this all together, and a huge amount of effort and work. And thank you, Beth.
Well, what a morning! And we have a couple of hiccups, but what? So what? It's the joy of the Lord in our hearts. And at this time, let us remember that it is joy to the Lord for what God did in sending his own son. It's been, as I say, all of you know, a difficult year, but we have God. And when you put your trust in him, he is our rock and he is our salvation. And it has been a time when I believe that all of us can get down and be silent and be quiet with the Lord. That's why I chose Silent Night, because that night this song was birthed out of somebody stopping and listening to the silence and listening to what God is really saying to them. Because that's what we need to move forward from this day forward into the new year. We need to put our trust fully and wholly in Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. We need to be able to speak to our neighbours and reach out and to touch them and tell them about the love of God. Because although the COVID is still here and although a lot of the stuff is finished, we are heading into uncharted waters, I believe, in many ways. But, you know, God has a plan and a purpose, and His timing and His purposes are perfect for each and every one of you. And each and every family has difficulties, but each and every family, as they put their trust in the Lord and come close to Him, will be able to move forward and go forward knowing that He is with them every moment and every day. And that's what Christmas and that's what this is all about, putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we close this morning, we're going to sing Joy to the World, because we have the message to bring that joy to the world. So, Father God, I just pray right now as we close with the Joy to the World, that, Lord, that You will go forth in spirit and in truth, that You will touch each and every heart here this morning and each and every heart that is listening to what is being said today, and will remember it is the sitting and being silent and trusting in the Lord that will take us forward into the new year with a new joy in our step and a new certainty in our heart that You are with us and that Your blessing and Your grace and Your mercy be upon each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And we all say, Amen. Amen.